You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today, Mint Primer is written by Gulveen Aulak. Last week, India's leading telecom companies Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea raised tariffs across voice and data plans. This is the third hike since 2019 and was not entirely unexpected. Mint explains what's in it for consumers. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. By how much will mobile bills go up? Average tariff hikes for all plans range from 10% to 25%, which means customers will pay as much as 50 rupees more per month. For 5G data, specifically, the minimum threshold for availing unlimited data has been raised to plans that offer 2 gigabytes data per day starting from 349 rupees a month. Earlier, this threshold was 1.5 gigabytes data per day that used to cost 239 rupees a month. This is 46% higher monthly outgo for subscribers using these plans. While Jio and Vodafone Idea haven't increased tariffs for voice-only plans, Airtel has. Therefore, some of Airtel's users may face higher charges for these plans. Why did telcos enforce a tariff hike? Telecom companies raised tariffs after 2 years, primarily to boost their average revenue per user, crucial for profitability, and for sustaining investments in network technology, spectrum and 5G deployments. The need for higher ARPUs is emphasized by Airtel and Vi for financial sustainability and to improve their return on capital. Airtel CEO Gopal Vittal has said the industry's return on capital employed, at 9.5%, is poor. With substantial investments in buying spectrum and upgrading infrastructure for enabling 5G services, the hikes became necessary to support future growth. Will tariff hikes benefit investors? Aggressive discounts are out, and pricing power has returned. This may improve telcos' financial health. Investors, too, may get better returns. It will also support stock performance, as seen with the recent rally in telecom stocks over the past year. For instance, Airtel stock rose more than 71% over last year versus Nifty 50's 28% gain, as per BNP Paribas. What does it mean for consumption? India will still continue to have one of the lowest data tariffs globally. In the US, for instance, the average cost of 1 gigabyte is $5.37 versus 16 cents here. These low prices have been a big factor in driving internet penetration, digital inclusion and financial inclusion in India. However, the recent hikes are a negative for demand recovery of consumer companies, particularly staples companies, analysts have said. That's because consumption at the lower end of the economic pyramid may be impacted if there is any shift in the wallet share. What can we expect going ahead? Sector watchers expect another tariff hike in free 2026-27, which could be of a similar scale as this time. This is because Bharati Airtel's chairman Sunil Mittal has been pushing for industry ARPU to rise to 300 rupees a month, up from present levels of 162 rupees to 206 rupees, which can only happen if tariffs are revised upwards. Telcos also feel that the hikes can be absorbed by consumers, but they will time it right so that customers don't shift to rivals or let go of the multiple SIMs they use, also known as SIM consolidation. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.